Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Bo Wolf, and we've gone through two practices here at the NovaCare Complex. The scene shifts on Monday, the open practice to the public, 12:15 the time at Lincoln Financial Field. We hope you all can make it down to South Philadelphia. Bo, it's going to be a good time tomorrow, and everybody will get an opportunity to see the 2014 Eagles and get just a little taste of what this team's all about.
And their first look at the new and improved Lincoln Financial Field. Excited to see the fans' reaction to the new video boards and all the new accoutrements at the new Lincoln Financial Field.
And it is really, really staggering. And it would be absolutely eye-opening when the Eagles open the preseason at night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But that is down the line. Let's get you caught up on what happened today on the practice field. A spirited day for the team. In practice, Chris McPherson has all the details.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Let's get to the highlights from the press conferences that took place a short time ago. The first on-field scuffle took place during Sunday's training session between linebacker Trent Cole and running back LeSean McCoy. We have their reaction. Today is the one-year anniversary of wide receiver Jerry Macklin's season-ending knee injury that cost him the 2013 campaign. He reflects on the past year. And last but not least, earlier this morning, defensive coordinator Bill Davis updated the progress of first-round draft pick Marcus Smith II.
I want nothing. Just, two friends going at it. You know, the whole camp so far has been just touching me a little bit too much. And I'm trying to let them know it's okay if you can't cover me. You know, it's okay. But we're just battling, that's all. We're going in this locker room here and talk it out, joke it out. So it was nothing.
I know it's the anniversary of when I went down, but, it's pretty cool to kind of, I mean, it seems so. You know, it's been so long, but yet I remember like it was yesterday. But, it's been pretty cool, man. I'm happy to be healthy, and I'm happy to be out there competing.
Marcus is a very hard worker and a very intelligent guy and very athletic. So you've got a bunch of characteristics that you look for in all Eagle players. He cares a lot about the game. He's picked it up fairly quick, and he's one of the biggest things that attracted us to him, that Louisville and Charlie Strong's defense is a lot like ours. And the way they used him is a lot the way we use our jack position. So he comes in not as an end, a 4-3 end in college that we're converting to a 3-4 outside backer. He's coming to us as a 3-4 outside backer. The only knock is that he doesn't have much experience on the defensive side of the ball. So we see potential there for growth.
And, of course, the Eagles, such a big story around the NFL right now, coming off that NFC East Championship last season. So many national media members coming through to check out the Chip Kelly practices here at the NovaCare Complex. You talked to one of them.
Yes, I did. Sal Palantonio from ESPN here all weekend, and we had an opportunity to sit in studio and reflect on the weekend's practice and look ahead a little bit. One of our major topics of conversation, quarterback Nick Foles. We'll hear from Sal Pal on the other side here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
This summer, Bud Light is creating a real town for people that are up for anything. There is still time to record a video submission at upforwhatever.com.
Okay. Great practice, guys. Jerry, watch your hands next time.
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
Now more than ever, you're making my Bob-O-Pedic your Bob-O-Pedic.
When you compare Bob-O-Pedic to the competition, the outcome is stunning.
Their 8-inch is $17.99. My 9-inch is only $5.99.
$17.99? I thought it was $13.99.
That one's gone. See? Different cover.
$17.99.
Mine is a whopping $1,200 less.
You can buy three Bob-O-Pedics for the price of one of these.
Isn't it time?
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Whatever USA.
People of America, Whatever USA is a real town that Bud Light is taking over for the summer. And just like you're watching on your real TV with your real eyeballs, you can go for real. Find out how at upforwhatever.com.
Well, he has set up shop here at the NovaCare Complex. It is training camp, and that means that Sal Palantonio is taking up temporary residency here at the NovaCare Complex. I welcome into the studio Sal. A couple of days of practice in the books. What do you know about the Eagles that you didn't know on Friday?
I know that they're advanced on offense. It's pretty clear that things are moving at a very fast pace. I mean, you know, I never thought that they could move faster than they did last year, but there is a sense of confidence that you can tell offensively, especially when Nick Foles is under center. I find that Nick is more relaxed. In fact, I was talking to Jeremy Maclin after practice, and we were talking about the fact that he's built up some muscle and that he got stronger. I asked him what he was doing this offseason. He said, I was in a weight room all the time. I said, how are you feeling? He said, good. I said, how's Nick doing? He said, oh, he's doing great. I said, what's the difference? And he said, he doesn't have that competition hanging over his head. And you can just tell that Nick is more relaxed, more confident. The ball is coming out quicker, and it needs to come out quicker. Because the one thing that he really needed to work on this offseason was making sure that he trusts what he sees. Cut down on those sacks. Don't hold the ball so much. We'll have to see how it works when he's in real live fire without DeSean Jackson. But so far, I'm very, very impressed.
There is certainly a leadership component to being a quarterback. So yeah. Nick's been described in various media circles for his ego, or rather selfless personality. What's the right amount of swagger that you need to have to be a quarterback in this league?
You know, I've been covering the league for 22 years. Obviously, I never played the game above the high school level, but I've been around a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of coaches, and I think the right amount of swagger has to be applied individually based on the player that you're dealing with. There has to be an authenticity to the way you adapt your leadership style. You don't treat LeSean McCoy the same way you treat Todd Harriman's. They're two different individuals with two different sets of circumstances in their life and backgrounds. And so I think you have to understand your place vis-a-vis each individual player. I think Nick Foles has earned his stripes. 27-2, 10 starts, walks off the field in a playoff game with a lead. He's earned whatever swagger he wants to exhibit. But I don't think he needs to exhibit a whole heck of a lot. He's 6'6". When he walks into the room, he commands his respect because of who he is. And you can just tell, I was around his dad, Larry, a little bit today. Strong family background, right upbringing. People respond to that. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, and people like Nick. I mean, and he's a very likable guy.
Yeah. You just said in two words what I just said in seven
right,
sentences.
Well, that's yeah.
People like Nick Foles.
Right, and you want to play for him. You want to be his teammate. You want to work with him. You want to do great things with Nick Foles. What about this Eagles defense, Sal? I mean, hey.
Way to show me up. People like Nick Foles. I love that. That's exactly what it is. People do.
Yeah.
You want to be around him. And that's the bottom line. Any leader, doesn't matter. If you don't like that leader, doesn't matter how smart they are, how much money they make for you, you don't like him, you don't want to be around him, he's not going to be a good leader.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and in a very
that's
short...
perfect.
In a very
can I use
short,
that on SportsCenter?
You can. A little credit would be nice. Thank you very much. Just Spuds in the corner there, at Dave Spadaro on Twitter. Let's talk about the defense, Sal. Many, many additions. Jenkins and Carroll and five draft picks. And, oh, can they keep up with the rest of the NFC East?
Yeah, you know, just 2 days in training camp, that's hard to gauge. Let's take specifics. I think the safety position is one of the most important positions on this team and this defense because of how much Bill Davis blitzes. And I asked Bill Davis after his press conference, now that he's putting in extra concepts into the defense, how much less will you dial back the blitzes? He looked me right in the eye and he said, I'm going to blitz the same amount. That's who I am. That's the profile of this defense. That's what I learned in Pittsburgh. That's what we want to be. So that still puts a lot of pressure on your deep secondary to cover, on your ability to tackle, right, in the deep secondary. And that was an issue for them last year. So Nate Allen, Earl Wolf, Malcolm Jenkins, they are the trio that's going to have to make up that back end. I would say work in progress.
Sal, when you started covering the NFL 22 years ago, you generally came out of training camp with an idea of how good a team was. Now there's no tackling, you know, there's one practice a day and then a walkthrough. So what do you look for from this team from as far as a litmus test that will tell you early in the season just how good the Eagles are?
Well, that's a difficult question. You know, they've got four games on this schedule that are really difficult outs: at the Colts, at Green Bay, at Arizona, and at San Francisco. Right? The other games on their schedule, the other 12 games, are all, when you look at it, they're probably going to be favored to win those games, especially in their division. So this is a team that is, in my opinion, David, a top 6, 7, or 8 team in the NFL. So you take the Broncos and the Patriots out, they're a top 4 or 5 team in the NFC. That's where they are right now. So I'm going to measure them. I think, to me, the true measurement of this team won't come until they go play Green Bay.
Yeah. Well, Indianapolis early on will be a fun game to watch.
It'll be a fun game to watch. But if they lose that game outside of the division, outside the conference, okay, early in the season, you can rebound from that. Go to San Francisco, boy, that's a tough game. Can you go to, you went to Green Bay last year. Rodgers didn't play. Can you go out there and beat the Packers? The Packers are not a great team. They have a defense that you can move the ball on, mm-hmm. but you're playing Rodgers with Earl Wolfe, Nate Allen, and Malcolm Jenkins. So the question is, can Bill Davis design something for Aaron? That, to me, will be the – you asked me what would be the big litmus test? That's the game I'm looking at.
Well, the Eagles are in business. That means Sal Palantonio is here in business. We thank him so much once again for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments on the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out. We're back.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Well, we appreciate the Eagles fans who come to the practices, who follow the team through our social media, through all of our avenues here. So we want to answer some of your questions, and Bo's got some that we've acquired on Twitter. What do you got from the fans?
That's right. Well, the first one comes from my long-lost brother, Ben Wolf Eagles. He wants to know, how much better will the Eagles' defense be in 2014?
You know, the key for this defense, in my opinion, Bo, is the pass rushing. Who are you getting the pass rush from? Trent Cole, 7 sacks toward the last half of the season last year. Can Marcus Smith add some pass rush punch? Do they use Connor Barwin in more of a pressure situation? If the Eagles can get the consistency in the pass rush, I think this defense takes a big leap up.
I also think we're going to see a few more sub-packages here as this defense gels together. I think maybe more dime and getting D'Amico Ryans a little bit off the field more.
Right.
Speaking of this defense, S. Merriman 6, I guess that's Sean Merriman, he wants to know who's going to win the starting safety spot alongside Malcolm Jenkins.
I don't think it's going to be a huge surprise. I think you're going to see Jenkins with the starting position alongside Nate Allen, who signed the one-year deal to come back. Earl Wolfe will push. I just think there's a really good chemistry right now with Allen and with Jenkins, and I look for those two to start.
And I think a very good chance that both of them will get plenty of playing time this season. How about, who is the leader on defense? That's from Steve Uno Trace.
Well, absolutely no doubt about it. It is D'Amico Ryans, the man in the middle, unquestionably the leader not only of the defense, but the go-to leader for this football team. And he is comfortable in the role. He's done a terrific job. Looking for more this year.
And I think in the secondary, Malcolm Jenkins has stepped in and already becoming a guy who those young guys in the back end are looking to. Finally, due to Darren Sproles' arrival, will LeSean McCoy's production drop?
The production isn't going to drop, but the workload will take a little bit of a dip, and that's by design. The Eagles don't want to give LeSean McCoy 366 touches again. They want to keep him as fresh as possible. And Chip Kelly has insisted that Darren Sproles is a running back, so look for him and maybe Chris Polk and perhaps Matthew Tucker to get a few carries.
And I think we all expect Darren Sproles to be a big part of this Eagles offense. In terms of pass-catching running backs, is he the world's greatest?
Well, LeSean McCoy said he's got the greatest feet.
And in our player in focus, Melissa R. Kelly takes a look at Darren Sproles.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Eagles fans, it's Melissa Kelly giving you this week's player in focus. This past offseason, the Philadelphia Eagles were busy adding some new names to the roster, including former New Orleans Saint Darren Sproles. Since 2007, Sproles has held the NFL record for all-purpose yards and has ranked first among running backs in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. Sproles will be wearing the number 43 in midnight green, and he will use his 10 years of NFL experience to provide leadership both on and off the field. Let's see what offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur had to say about Darren Sproles.
Well, I think he's an outstanding running back. That's what he is. There's a lot of conversation about the fact we brought him in to play receiver. You know, he's played at a very high level for 10 years, and, you know, he brings outstanding leadership. He's one of our hardest workers. First training session, he went out there and he finishes as well as you see from any player. Not to mention the fact he can help us running the ball and catching it. So that's a very strong addition for us.
Defensive coordinator Bill Davis is very excited for the new addition of Darren Sproles. Let's see what he had to say.
I'm so glad he's in practice and not in the real games. He is he's a great addition. I was so happy when we got him. I know he's not a defensive weapon, but offensively, he really does. He took a lot of our attention when he was in the game because he's a mismatch on linebackers and some safeties. He's just so quick and so good in space, and he's a great fit for our space offense. You know, this offense really makes you defend the width and the depth of the field. When you have space players like Shady and now Darren, you've got another weapon in space that makes it that much tougher to defend. So I'm glad he's on our team.
Many Eagles fans may still have a sour taste in their mouths when they think back to last January's playoff loss to the New Orleans Saints, where Darren Sproles had a 39-yard kick return, leading to the game-winning field goal, knocking the Philadelphia Eagles out of the playoffs. Fellow running back LeSean McCoy has nothing but good words to say about Darren Sproles.
Darren is such a leader, man. He's such a leader, naturally. He works extremely hard, and the best thing about him is he has the best feet I've ever seen. Partial, I think, to that is just he's 5'6". You know, he's always small and down to earth, and you know, but he's quick and he's a great player. He's gonna help us out. The biggest matchup will be just us together, you know, figuring out who's getting the ball. And Chip does a great job of getting us in open space and kind of mixing it up for the defense. So it's a lot to watch out there, especially with Sproles in there.
The 5'6", 190-pound running back will be sure to make a statement this season, starting on Sunday, September 7th at home versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now back to you guys in the studio.
A big day for the Eagles on Monday. Chip Kelly press conference at 11:45 in the morning. We'll have full coverage of that. And then, of course, the first open practice to the public begins at 12:15. It's military day, so make sure you get down early. Take part in the festivities honoring America's finest. Open practice tomorrow, 12:15, and we'll have complete coverage at 5 o'clock on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here today on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.